KO4 AMSR monitoring. W4FCM, stand by for net as well.
K82 BNG, how y'all doing?
Stay K4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Is the frequency clear for us to do the net, over?
Yeah, as far as I know, we're just sitting here waiting.
Okay, no worries at all. I'll be starting up here momentarily. CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Alpha, Kilo 4, Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater. It is also available via Echolink node 545072. Again, 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border. The repeater is an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Before we begin check-ins, does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? Please call AK4HR, net control. All right, hearing no traffic, does anyone have any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net? If so, please call AK4HR, net control. All right, hearing no traffic or bulletins, we'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. You're requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called. When you check in, please give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. Before we begin the RF portions of our check-ins, we have a few Echolink nodes signed in, our Echolink stations. We'll go ahead and call for Echolink stations only. Wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Sorry for that long pause there. I had one additional station, was just waiting to see if maybe he wanted to check in or maybe he stepped away from the computer. Or I'll sign in via RF here in just a little while. But up first, we'd like to welcome John, our buddy down in Bradenton, Florida. Whiskey November 4 Victor, WN4V. John, I don't know if you guys got any of the snow we got up here. Just a little bit. It's that typical South Carolina snow, at least where I am. It falls, looks pretty for a few minutes, and then it melts by the evening time. Hopefully everybody else is seeing some similar weather. But anyway, John, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Always good to hear you. Up next, we got Jim. That's Kilo Whiskey 4 Tango Sierra, KW4TS. And Jim, I think you said you were in Walcott, Iowa. I'll have to Google that once I get done with the net tonight. But normally I try to write down where you are just to kind of keep not track of you, but just see all the different places you've been to while you check in on the net. But definitely be safe out there on the road, Jim. Look forward to having you back here as soon as we can. All right, looks like we have everybody except for that one station, so we'll go ahead and move, give him a chance to check in a little bit later. We'll go ahead and move to the RF portions of our check-ins. Alpha through Delta, A through D, and the suffix of your call, if you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Good evening. This is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf. Glenn and Braycourt. Yeah, just sitting here in the dark. So it's a good thing you got to check. This is the first group to check in because I'll see how long my battery power lasts. But say hi to the net.
Net control. Good evening, Roger. Please check in. Mike. Sorry about that. Please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all indeed not, and we'll all be negative and negative.
K4HR. Now, good evening, Mike. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. The That's my sweet little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no to you. Good evening to you and all on the net.
AK4HR. Please check in. WD4DYH. Johnny. Mobile. No traffic, no round table. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
AK4HR. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you very much.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Echo Romeo from Greer, and that's negative and negative.
Take control, please check in Whiskey 4, Foxtrot Charlie Mike. Fred in Traveler's Rest, my wife Isla, November 4, India, Echo India. We're both negative, negative in Traveler's Rest, thank you.
And I'm going to go ahead and pause there because I missed those last couple of stations that checked in. The station that checked in between David and Fred is a Kilo Oscar 4 station. Could you come back?
I'm sorry, sir. Yes, this is Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha X-Ray Romeo.
Okay. Is that Nick and Greer? Is that correct?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, perfect. And, Fred, can you give me Ms. Isla's call one more time? I got messed up when I was trying to get everybody entered there in the last one.
Hey, glad so. November 4, India, Echo India, QSL.
Okay, Fred, I got her in there now. I had the suffix. I couldn't get the prefix. I knew it wasn't Kilo Alpha or Kilo November. Anyway, all right, well, let me go ahead since I messed that up and acknowledge those stations there. We've got a pretty big group, but always good to get a good group to kick off the net. For sure. Up first in that group, we had Glenn. That's Kilo Delta 2 Bravo November Golf, KD2BNG. And Glenn, sorry to hear you're without power. Hopefully they'll get that back up and running for you guys really soon, I'm hoping. But appreciate you taking the time to check in with us and at least hang out for as long as your batteries last. Up next, we got Rick. That's Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey. Rick brings along the rest of the family, his sweetheart, Miss Lorena. That's Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, KK4ONO, and his daughter Michelle. That's Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec, KM4MOQ. Rick, good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to stop by tonight and check in the rest of the family as well. Up next, we've got Dave. That's W4DJW, Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. And Dave, good to hear you tonight, sir, and appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Always good to hear you, and appreciate all you're doing to keep the net running and keep us all scheduled and squared away. But Dave, appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Gary. That's Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS. And Gary brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Joy. That's K3JOY. Let me let it drop here just a second because we've got a pretty big group. All right, after getting Gary and Joy checked in here, up next we've got Johnny out there on the mobile, WD4DYH. Johnny, definitely be careful out there as the sun goes down and the temperatures drop a little bit. Hopefully the conditions don't get too much worse, but definitely be careful and hope you get home safe. Good to hear you tonight, Johnny. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us as well. Up next we've got David over in Inman. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey, KO4AOW. And David, good to hear you over in Inman. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And up next, I got Nick. Nick, I'm sorry I messed up your call. I was trying to type it in and my fingers weren't working quite like I wanted them to. But we've got Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha X-Ray Romeo, KO4AXR. And Nick, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Good to hear you. And come back and check in as often as you can. All right, and last but not least, I believe in that group has got Fred, and we've got Whiskey 4 Foxtrot Charlie Mike, W4FCM, and Fred brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Isla. That's November 4, India, Echo India, N4IEI. And Fred, sorry I messed up Miss Isla's call there. I had the suffix in my mind, and I just couldn't get the prefix down there, but I appreciate you making sure I got her logged in here correctly. Always good to hear you guys, and I appreciate you bringing Miss Isla along. All right, we'll give one more call here for Alpha through Delta, A through D, and the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Net control. Go on the net, please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. And for AHO, this is Doug in Walhalla. No traffic, no table this evening, 70 meters net.
AK4HR. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, Jerry and Anderson. No traffic, no red tree. Good evening to everyone on the net.
All right, another good group of check-ins there for the top of the alphabet. Up first, I'd like to welcome Doug. That's November 4 Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO. And Doug, sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And up next, we've got Jerry. That's November 4 Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC. Jerry, Doug, appreciate you guys taking the time to check in with us on a cool little snow-covered, well, mostly gone on my in my place, but I'm thinking that there's probably some places that are still got it a whole lot worse than I did. But anyway, appreciate you guys taking the time to check in with us this evening. All right, we'll move down the alphabet just a little bit to the Echo Through Hotel group, E through H in the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Net control. This is W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Well, hello, Gene. Good to hear you tonight, sir. Sounds like you might be rounding out the Echo Through Hotel group, but I'd like to welcome you this evening. Gene's call, Whiskey 4, Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, W4FHJ. And Gene, always good to hear you. Appreciate you, again, stopping by here on a Saturday night and getting logged in. Always good to hear you. Excellent. Signal in the repeater. And we'll see if we have a few more to go along with your group here. Echo Through Hotel, E through H in the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina, negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
All right, we've got one more check-in there for the Echo Through Hotel group. I'd like to welcome Harry up in Candler, North Carolina. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4, EZN. And Harry, how did you guys fare with the weather? I haven't really checked on the weather channel. Did you guys fare okay with the snow over?
AK4HR, KC4, EZN. I think probably yes. I think the folks that are above 3,500 feet might have got a little bit. Here at the house, it came down, it turned the back porch white, and then it warmed up and turned into water, and that's all fine with me for this moment. If it's going to snow, I'd like to see it start about mid-Friday afternoon, and I'll give them all day Sunday to have the road scraped, and Monday morning's good to go again. But yeah, we didn't get a whole lot up here, maybe to higher elevations, and I noticed up in Avery, Mitchell County, and up that way, they've had some winter warnings, and probably it's going to be black ice and stuff like that. But down here in Asheville area, we saw it fall, but it didn't stay. AK4HR, KC4EZN.
Okay, Harry. Well, yeah, those are the snows I like myself. You know, they look pretty for a couple hours. You know, you have a little cup of coffee, look out the window, and it melts by the afternoon. I'm okay with that. But glad y'all fared through it. Hopefully we'll have continue to have a relatively mild winter, like you said, here on Friday, gone by Sunday. So folks that are traveling back and forth to work, I know a lot of people work on the weekends, but bigger majority kind of work out through the week. But, yeah, everybody stay safe, I guess is what I'm saying. But anyway, appreciate the check-in, Harry, and we'll definitely chat again soon. All right, we'll give one more call for Echo Through Hotel. A little light on those stations tonight. Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AK4HR, net control. All right, sounds like we have everybody for the Echo Through Hotel group, so we'll slide the alphabet just a little bit. Checking the Echolink node. I don't have anybody signed in up there. That's not acknowledged, I don't think. So we'll go ahead and check the India through Lima group, I through L, and the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Evening, Mike. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and your family, Mike. Thank you for calling the net. Good evening to everyone. No traffic, no comment.
AK4HR. Good evening, Mike. Please check in Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John up at Parrish Mountain. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for hosting the net. And 73 to everyone.
Control. Please check in Whiskey Alpha 4, Juliet Whiskey Charlie. That's WA4JWC.
My name is Al Alpha Lima, Star, South Carolina. No traffic, no roundtable. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
AK4HR.
Hello, Michael. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Hope everyone out there is having a good night and, well, stay warm. 7-3.
Another good group of check-ins there for the India through Lima group for this Saturday night. First, we'd like to welcome our buddy Sid up in Fletcher, North Carolina. That's Whiskey 4 India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. And Sid, appreciate the salutations for the family every Saturday night. Definitely good to hear you. Hope you and your family are doing well also. And again, good to hear you. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us. Up next, we got John. That's Kilo Echo 4 Juliet Romeo Kilo, KE4JRK. And John's over on Paris Mountain. John, hopefully you weathered the storm relatively well today as well. And again, I hadn't had the TV on to see the weather reports, but didn't hear a whole lot on the radio. I was just kind of in and out of the shack today, so I'm hoping everybody kind of fared okay through it. But, John, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us as well. Up next, we've got Al. That's Whiskey Alpha 4 Juliet Whiskey Charlie, WA4JWC. And Al is over in Star. And, Al, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Always good to hear you. And up next, we've got our friend Larry. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Juliet Bravo Quebec, KK4JBQ. And Larry brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Donna. That's Kilo Charlie 4 Mike Foxtrot Kilo. And, Larry, always good to hear you. Hope you and Miss Donna are doing well. I think you're kind of a stone's throw from me down the valley and up the hill. So hopefully you guys fared relatively well throughout the day as well. But appreciate you guys checking in with us. Hope you guys stay warm and safe over the evening as well. And definitely good to hear from you. All right, I'll give one more call for the India through Lima, I through L, and the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Please check in, Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf. That's KN4UBG. Be Kevin over here in Fountain Inn. I'll be negative negative. 73 is to you and everybody on deck.
Hi, it's AK4HR. I'd like to welcome Kevin. That's Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf, KN4UBG. And Kevin, good to hear you, sir. Appreciate you taking the time to check in from over in Fountain Inn. Good to get you in here, and I'm glad we got you logged into the net as well. All right, we'll move down just a little bit further to the Mike through Papa group, M through P in the suffix of your call, and wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Please check in Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Greenville County. Just check me in and out, sir. 7-3, you went there on the net.
AK4HR. Good evening, Matt. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar India Mike, Walton Inman. I'll be negative negative.
Another good group of check-ins there. First, I'd like to welcome Matt, another one of our net controllers tonight, Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. And Matt, good to hear you. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with me on my net tonight. Hope you guys are doing well out there. Up next has got Walt up in Inman. That's Kilo Oscar, correction, Kilo 4 Oscar India Mike, K4OIM. Walt, can't read my writing again, but appreciate you taking the time to check in with us, Walt. Good to hear from you and Matt tonight. All right, we'll give one more call for the Mike through Papa group, M through P in the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. All right, sounds like we have everybody in the Mike through Papa group, so we'll slide to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T in the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John in Inman. No comment, no traffic.
Well, John, sounds like you might have the Quebec through Tango group to yourself for the moment, but we'll take a second. check-ins as long as we can. Keep the net going. But I'd like to welcome Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, KN4RJN, John over in Inman. John, good to hear you tonight, sir. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us and get logged in here as well. All right, we'll give one more call for the Quebec through Tango group. Q through T in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Please check in Kilo November 4, Sierra Mike Kilo. Doug in Tocoa, Georgia, I'll be negative and negative.
All right, Doug, sorry for that pause there. I wanted to see if anybody else was going to come in there on your coattails. We'd like to welcome Doug, Kilo November 4, Sierra Mike Kilo, from over in Tocoa, Georgia, right over the border. But, Doug, like to welcome you tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Good signal in the repeater, and definitely appreciate you coming by and getting logged in here as well. All right, we'll give one more call before we head to that ever patient group. Q through T in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. All right, sounds like we have everybody in the Quebec through Tango group, so we'll head to Uniform through Zulu, U through Z in the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Please check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County, I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
All right, it's AK4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Tommy, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, and Tommy's down in Southern Greenville County. Tommy, always appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Good to hear you, and appreciate you coming by and getting logged into the net. Sounds like you might be rounding out the Uniform Zulu group, which is not a problem. Like I say, we'll head over to the big group here in a minute, but we'll give one more call for Uniform through Zulu. U through Z in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. All right, sounds like I have everybody in the Uniform through Zulu group, and we've been through the alphabet of group one time, so we'll go ahead and open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Please check in Whiskey 4, Kilo Alpha Bravo. This is Kenneth in Arden, North Carolina. Be negative and negative tonight, and 7-3s to everybody.
All right, it's AK4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. I'd like to welcome Kenneth. That's Whiskey 4, Kilo Alpha Bravo, W4KAB. And Kenneth's up in North Carolina. Kenneth, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Good to hear you. Appreciate you stopping by. Good signal in the repeater from Arden. And, again, good to hear you and good to get you logged in here tonight. All right, we'll give one more call for the Alpha through Zulu group. A through Z in the suffix of your call. If you wish to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Check in, Kilo India 4, Alpha Bravo Sierra. Name is Eric, and I'm mobile in Greenville for being negative to negative.
All right, it's AK4HR. I'd like to welcome Eric, Kilo India 4, Alpha Bravo Sierra, KI4ABS. And Eric's out there mobile in Greenville. Definitely be safe out there, Eric. Like I say, the sun goes down and the weather's supposed to drop, or temperature's supposed to drop a little bit, so definitely be safe out there. Hope you get home safe and come back and check in again with us as soon as you can. Appreciate you stopping by, Eric. 73, my friend. All right, one more call before we secure the formal portion. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. All right, that pause usually means we have everybody, so this is AK4HR now securing the formal portion of our net with our thanks to all stations that have checked in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll typically now begin the rag chew portion, but I don't have anybody signed in to rag chew at the moment, so we'll see if we have any additional check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call, if you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Go ahead, Dave. Okay, Dave, yeah, I think, with all the upgrades and systems, it seems like anytime there's an upgrade, you have to fix the bug fixes that there was something going on, or somebody didn't you know, there was some incompatibility. It seems like always, you know, dealing with that with Windows. I think Apple has handled that pretty good with their OS upgrades. I think they're pretty well vetted against most of the stuff. But it sounds like most of the other things. I'm always leery. I used to be wanting to be on the cutting edge of upgrades and everything, but now with age comes wisdom, they say. So now I always wait, and we, a lot of times we'll wait till you know, at least one revision behind on a lot of like OS upgrades and stuff. I know Microsoft sends those things out automatically to home users and that kind of stuff. But yeah, definitely sounds like something similar with the upgrade for the repeater controllers. But does that mean the W4NYK repeater right now can't take the net report? Is that correct, over? Yeah, it definitely sounds like a lot of new functionality, I guess. And, you know, I don't know. I probably can speak for myself. I know we have Echo Link on there and, of course, this feature. And I don't know if there'll be other features published. Are there going to be additional features added? I know Echo Link, you know, you dial the node and we can link other nodes. And I probably should, you know, pay more attention to my emails and stuff. I know that, or I thought I'd heard some talk about linking the Paris Mountain repeater as well to the Caesar's Head repeater. Is that correct? Now that all sounds really, really good, too. And, yeah, like you said, you don't want to put something out there that's not upgradable anymore, because now it seems like that's needed for just about everything. You know, I've got some of my, well, I can't even really call them older radios, but, you know, some of my less featured radios. But now, you know, with the Yaesu ones I've got, you know, we're flashing the BIOS like every 6 months on those for some new feature to add functionality. Of course, a lot of it I don't use other than for testing. You know, I think I've mentioned I've played around a little bit with the Yaesu Digital, the Wires X piece just locally here. And, you know, it's fun, but it's, you know, it's the age-old thing of, you know, if you're talking from a computer, which, you know, now with the Wires X, you can actually do, you don't actually need RF, which, you know, that's, again, the age-old discussion, is it really radio? But I think it is. You know, you're talking into a radio, and if I'm not on radio at this end, there's radio on the other end. I can hook to a node and transmit out to somebody on the other side of that. So there is radio involved, you know, and we won't start that political discussion because we'll just be here all night. But I think you know what I'm talking about as far as echoing, you know, where you don't necessarily have to have a radio at your end, but there is radio involved on the other end or somewhere as you're moving from repeater to repeater, which, you know, I think as long as, you know, the more, and I know you're really good at this, the more, what's the word, paths we have to communicate, you know, doing phone relays or person-to-person relays, APRS, however we can communicate and pass traffic, I think that's kind of the goal for us, you know, to be able to communicate in whatever means possible. So I think the more avenues we have to do that, the better. Okay. Yeah, well, there's definitely some interesting pieces going on, and I'll be honest, I don't understand all the analog-to-digital stuff and how that works. I know the codecs, you know, like D-Star is a licensed technology, and that's supposedly that's why some of the cost is associated with D-Star. Wires, I think, was, you know, again, developed through Yaesu or their parent company. I can't ever think of the name of that one. But anyway, so that's their version of their digital mode. And, of course, they've got these, I'm sure you've seen them, the converters now that'll scan. They'll do DMR, they'll do, and they don't do all the features, but they'll at least allow you to connect or bridge across, like you were saying. You can do D-Star to DMR to Yaesu's Wires X, so you can at least communicate. You don't get all the functions. You know, Yaesu's big thing is you can't actually host a room unless you have their little Wires X 200, HRI 200 box, which, you know, I've had one of those before they actually enabled the feature on their radio where you could use the radio as a node. And now they want you to buy a cable to be able to do some of the analog to digital stuff, and the cable is like $80. I'm just like, I think I've got enough invested right now to play with. So I think it's just like anything else. You can just put as much money in it as you want to. But anyway, but it's definitely fun to play around with the new communication modes. Digital definitely sounds a little bit different. You know, it doesn't quite have at least to me, it doesn't have the you know, talking about the audio file piece. It doesn't have that nice FM sound. It's still digital, but they're definitely getting better. Hey, Dave, we'll definitely appreciate you hanging out and making some comments here and keeping the net open a little longer for the, again, like the second shift folks to come on. But definitely good talking to you, and again, appreciate everything you guys do in the repeater committee to keep the repeater going and everything you're doing to keep the net going as well. I know you're scheduling and trying to get some more net controllers and all that kind of stuff. And speaking of, interesting segue, if anybody's interested in being a net controller, it really is a lot of fun. I know a lot of people talk about pressure and being nervous, but it's just a way to practice our craft. Again, I don't think anybody's going to yell and scream on this net. I know I even have issues trying to copy call signs sometimes, but it definitely just helps build our radio craft. It gives you a chance to test your equipment and get on the net, hear call signs, recognize voices, and just practice different configurations with your radio. So if anybody's interested in being a net controller, Dave, who was just here, W4DJW, is our net control manager. He'd have the information. But if you're interested, definitely reach out to any of the net controllers on here at net time or throughout the day, and we can definitely get you Dave's contact info or give you the info on how to call a net. Again, it really is a lot of fun. We probably put more pressure on ourselves as net controllers not to mess anything up, because you just want to get everything logged in and efficient. But it really is a lot of fun to practice your equipment, make sure everything's working, be able to talk to some folks, and have some good rag chew. And speaking of that, I don't have anybody signed in, but we'll look for additional sign-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Net control. Check in, Kilo Golf 4, Mike Uniform Kilo, KG4, MUK, Wayne, over in Seneca.
K4HR. Good evening, Mike. Thanks for calling that, and thanks, Dave, for all that you do for the club. Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4 FTU, where we got about 3 inches of snow.
Another good group of check-ins there as we head to, well, I guess it's the bottom quarter of the hour now. First, like to welcome Wayne over in Seneca. That's Kilo Golf 4, Mike Uniform Kilo, KG4 MUK. Wayne, good to hear you, sir. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Out next, we got Richard. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4 FTU. And Richard, good to hear you, sir. Yeah, you definitely, I think, got a little more rain or snow than we did. I had just a little bit of dusting on my house here at Simpsonville. I don't know, even at the max, if it was 3 inches. I don't even think it actually covered all the grass. I looked outside a couple of times and could still see grass through the snow, and it had started melting before it got the grass all covered up. But hopefully you guys fared through that okay, and it'll be melted and back to being safe tomorrow. No ice, no snow, that kind of stuff. But anyway, Richard, appreciate you taking the time to check in. Always good to hear from you. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. All right, sounds like we have everybody for the RF check-ins. I still have one Echolink station that I believe is unacknowledged, so we'll give him just a minute to check in here. Are any additional check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, JN4RJN.
Hey, John, I'm sorry. I actually see where I already had you checked in. I thought maybe I had you over RF, and I just looked back up the log, and I've got you signed in already. Sorry about that, my friend.
No, I just want to tell you that Echolink station you're looking at is me. I'm monitoring Echolink and trying to practice being a net controller.
John, no worries at all. I was trying to do three things at one time, and I was looking back through my log when I said that, and I was like, well, John's already checked in, so, but I've done the same thing. You know, it's not a problem. I just was making sure. A lot of times I'll do the same thing, have EchoLink up, you know, just as when the net's going, just in case the net controller needs some help or something. But I have done the same thing, though, many times. Like, I'll be in the car, and I'll have my phone, and I'll sign into EchoLink there, and then I'll get up to the ham shack, and I'll sign in via RF, so not a problem at all. Just wanted to make sure I didn't have anybody out there that wasn't acknowledged. Over.
No, that was just me. KM4RJ and clear.
All right, one more call here before we secure the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call. If you wish to check in at the Blue Ridge Steam Internet, please call AK4HR, net control. All right, normally that long pause with no response means we have everybody. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, KD2BAG. Hey, I'll have some rag shoe as long as I got battery power. No, Dave, W4DJW, he made the ultimate point earlier as far as, you know, software development. Thou shalt not mess with the production system.
Yeah, Glenn, that's definitely kind of a rule of thumb. Of course, we kind of joke that we do the smoke tests. You know, we kind of put it in there for our software when we're doing testing. We just, especially with the Microsoft updates, they come so fast and furious. You know, every month Microsoft has updates, and of course, all of the lower software, you know, Flash is updating once a month, Adobe Reader's doing security updates. There's so many updates that you're just getting hit over and over and over. You know, everybody sees that on their home machines, and I get calls from the neighbors, hey, I got this update and my machine doesn't work anymore. But, you know, we kind of call it a smoke test. We just make sure stuff works, and then, you know, a week later somebody's doing a deep dive in to try and figure out why their software isn't working, and then we end up having to roll stuff back. But like you said, you know, test a little bit, but, you know, a lot of people don't have that option. I've got a couple of laptops that I use here and there. I keep getting notified my Windows 7 machine is out of support, which I'm well aware of, but Microsoft nicely keeps telling me that it's no longer supported, and I was like, well, it hasn't been supported for a while, but anyway. But yeah, I agree. If you can test, definitely need to test. Over.
So you, Dave, and I were kind of all in the same business. You know, I was a C and Unix guy for like almost 15 to 20 years. Microsoft Windows don't know that much about. And actually, as far as what you said about Windows breaking things, I think actually Mac OS X breaks more things. Yeah, no, it's funny. A lot of computer programmers out here, so we could talk about software and updates and the mistake I made before, thou shalt not screw with the production system. But, you know, a radio repeater system, it's kind of hard to set up a test system. Well, I guess you could.
Yeah, definitely difficult to set up, you know, your beta or your test system and then your production system. And, you know, it never seems to fail. I can test and test and test. And what is it? I'm trying to remember. In theory, I can't remember. Hold on. Let me think about what the saying is. I can't remember exactly how it goes. In theory and reality are the same, but in reality they're not, if that makes sense. Over.
No, I understand. No, but you have to have, and some of the systems I've worked on, it's very, very hard to really establish a test. I used to work on interactive voice response systems. You know, those annoying voicemail systems and those 900 number whatever systems. That's hard to set up a test environment for, because how do you simulate, you know, a system where like 20 or 30 phone calls coming in at once over like a full T1 line? Can we set up a test system just for that? You know, it's not that easy. You know, it's not testing like a spreadsheet. So I've had to test things where a full test system is actually going to be the production system.
Well, Glenn, I think the big thing there is, again, having a back-out plan to a lot of this stuff. You know, you can back out. Of course, we've also seen where there's some stuff, you install it, and it makes a change you don't realize, and even if you back it out, it still doesn't work. But, yeah, I've got some friends. You had mentioned the Mac OS X. I have some friends that deal with some Macs, and they had talked about a couple of the changes, like the way the hard drive is partitioned and user rights. And again, I don't really speak Mac. Most of the stuff I do is Windows-based. But I know there, like you said, there's so many changes now to get used to. You don't know what you don't know. Over.
Mac OS X, I understand, because Mac OS X is kind of like a, you know, it's Unix with hair, makeup, and nails and a nice party dress. You know, it's Unix dressed up. But, you know, it seems like somehow Apple continues to break things. Features that were there are no longer there, and features that are supposed to be there no longer work. You know, what are we up to now? Mac OS Catalina, or Mojave, or some damn thing. I still wish I could run Snow Leopard, which is like 10 revisions ago. But, you know, again, I can't get, I'll never get the, I'll never get updates to anything. If I could run the system from 6 or 8 revisions ago, I would. But you're not going to find your updated, you know, even your updated web browser at this point.
AK4HR with KD2BNJ, BNG, goodness, Glenn, can't you get your call sign out there? Sorry about that. But, yeah, you know, that's part of the problem, too, is that, you know, I still know people that are running, you know, Windows 2000 or Windows 98 or, you know, just because they have software that was on those machines that can't be upgraded or, you know, a lot of the little control systems or stuff that just runs applications that never got upgraded or the company went out of business. I actually found one the other day that I used to use, those little photo editing program that I went out to their site to look for. There was an update, and the company's out of business now. And so I'm just like, oh well, I guess I'll be moving to a different photo editing program. But it's just one, I mean, again, it's not really that big a deal. It's just one that I was used to working with. And they did the same thing, a lot of others, so it's not going to be a problem. It's just I wasn't aware they didn't work anymore. But, you know, now this thing, we're planned obsolescence, I guess, that's the word. But, you know, they have the supported life cycle, and everybody needs to go ahead and upgrade to the latest, greatest version, which, you know, makes sense from a business model, I guess. You know, keep upgrading. Don't have to, you know, do the support for that really old stuff. But, you know, I like the old stuff if it works.
Oh, yeah, I agree. You know, I have an older Apple system set up in the back room just for that. You know, that'll run, if I need to run something 25 years old, I can. But, yeah, you know, for the occasional oddball Windows program I still have to run, I'll run it either under Windows 7 or even Windows XP. You know, Windows 10, I don't know. How's that working out for you? Because I hear upgrade problems with Windows 10.
Now, I don't necessarily have a problem, and Glenn, you're getting a little scratchy. I don't know if your battery's going down or maybe you changed location, but just to give you a heads up, it may be going down just a little bit. But anyway, but yeah, I like Windows 10 definitely better than I like Windows 8. But, you know, I definitely, you know, before that, Windows 10 was better, so I like that. Or Windows 10, Windows 7, and of course, you know, Windows 2000 before that, and even Windows 98, 95. Wasn't a big ME fan, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's just, it means to an end. So as long as the software works on it, for the most part, and I have a way to get through there and actually use what I want to, it doesn't, not really too concerned about the OS, but I do laugh. My daughter has a Mac. And, you know, being a PC user, I get on there and I can't figure out how to do anything. And she always tells me that's because you're overthinking it. And sure enough, most of the things on the Mac are too easy to do, so I overthink them.
Okay, 11.6 volts. We may lose it here. Yeah, Yeah, no, I use the most down-level operating system that still supports the software you want. I'm still using things that are, you know, six revisions behind. But anyway, I might have to get off soon because my battery is, I still have power here. I'm using the solar charged battery to run this radio. But anyway, if I get cut out here, KD2BNG, nice talking to the net. And thanks for calling the net.
Hi, this is AK4HR with KD2BNG and the RAG 2 portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter nets. And, yeah, I hate hearing you're still without power. I hadn't checked the news to see where the locations were without power. Any idea what the cause was? Trees down or just have some other issue over there?
I have no idea. It's Gray Court. You know, the entire town is a stoplight in the post office, so it's not a priority. I called it into Lawrence Electric, but, you know, whatever. I've seen these power outages take a few minutes, and I've seen them take the better part of a day. You know, I'll see if I got... I really should be more prepared. I should have a better power backup system, and I should have a heating that's not electric. You know, gas or kerosene or something heating. Because it's starting to get cold.
Well, I definitely hope they get your power back on soon. And, I do my little, I don't really have a lot of storm preparedness, but my little thing, make sure my batteries are charged. I actually had planned on doing some soda activations. I think I may have mentioned that. So I bought a couple of battery packs, and they'll run my 2-meter rig for a couple of hours, especially on low power. And so I just make sure those are charged usually, and a couple of provisions. I don't usually get milk and bread, but I think everybody else does. Actually, I think my big thing this time was I had to make sure I had food for the cat and dog. We were running a little late, little low on that, so I ran up to the store just to pick up provisions for them, but I had enough for me for this little storm anyway.
Okay, 11.9 volts, and I backed off the transmit power. Yeah, that's the primary thing, is the cat and dog's got to be fed. So whenever I go out, cat food is always my priority. You know, the little, the masters of the universe have to eat. You know, we're the servants, they're the masters.
Glenn, it's probably too much information, but I've got three little dogs and one, like, medium-sized dogs. But I don't need to necessarily worry about heat because they'll curl up right next to me. And one will lay, like, behind my leg, one will lay, like, in front of my leg, and one lays at my back. So it's like having a heated blanket with me most of the time. So if I lay on the couch and watch TV and close the door with a blanket, I'm okay as far as heat. Now, the rest of the family, I think, would complain about that. So, but at least I have my built-in heaters here with them. Over.
Cats aren't great for that. They're too small. I don't have any dogs, just cats. Although I got to call animal control because I got a damn dog trapped in the crawl space or in the wall or something. The neighbors were looking for their German Shepherd a couple of days ago. Now, German Shepherds are big. They're not going to get trapped in the... I can't see her in the crawl space. I don't know where she is. But I hear something yelling and yelping and trying to get out of the wall.
Wow, I hate to hear that. I know occasionally we have, in our neighborhood, I've been lucky, knock on wood, where people are having to get squirrels or chipmunks out of the crawl space or... squirrels out of the attic where some of the trees have come over. We've actually had a couple of people come through the neighborhood saying that they'll do an inspection and I can't think of the word. Basically, they'll squirrel-proof your attic or try to anyway. I don't know. I think if most squirrels are, if they think there's food in there, they're going to find a way in, even if they squirrel-proof your attic. But, you know, I'm lucky most of my trees are far enough away that I don't think I'm necessarily going to have that problem, but I end up having to look out. You know, I'll look across the street or something, and I'll see them scurrying across the neighbor's roof and wondering how they get there. And I tell you, there's definitely some resourceful animals. If they think there's food or warmth in there, they'll make a way in. Over.
I think it's the the dog from the neighbors 2 doors down, and she and her grandkids were over here a couple of the other day or the day before that. Have you seen our dog? I said, yeah, I've heard something barking in the crawl space. And this is a German Shepherd, you know, it's not like it's something you're easily going to lose. So, if it's, I hope it's, maybe it's hurt and it can't get out. It's not feeling well, or it's injured and it can't get out, or it got stuck and can't get out. But tomorrow I may have to call animal control, because I took a flashlight and looked in the crawl space, and, you know, I don't see it.
Well, like I say, I hope that turns out good. We had a chow a couple of years ago who actually had gotten out and gotten hit in front of our house, and ended up taking him to the vet. We found him, but it took us like a day and a half to find, you know, we put up signs, but the vet had told us, you know, it's that fight or flight response. As soon as he got hurt, he just started running and kind of, I guess the way the vet described it, he was in shock. And then when he finally calmed down, he didn't realize how or where he was, so he kind of just laid down. And a neighbor ended up calling us about a mile away after we put up signs saying, I think your dog is in our yard. And, of course, went over there, picked him up, and, you know, all kinds of craziness ensued because I had walked over there because I was still looking for him. And me trying to carry this 30, 40-pound dog back, you know, a mile and a half to the house. So it was just a comedy of errors. But he ended up okay, just scared us to death. But definitely hope that situation works out. Over.
I hope so, too. I'll call the sheriff's office or fire department or animal control or some damn person tomorrow. Tonight's not a good night. I don't know if you heard that. There's a yelp coming out of the wall, and there's like wall boards being... Something's trying to break out of the wall. But, you know, I told the neighbor I thought the bloody dog was in the wall. And, you know, hopefully it's not going to starve to death or freeze to death.
I wonder if maybe it had chased something in there or thought it had chased something in there. And like you said, got in there and can't get turned around or whatever. But, wow, definitely hope that definitely gets worked out. I know I hear little bumps and stuff in the night. I wonder what's going on. So I couldn't imagine listening to that or hearing that. But, yeah, definitely hope that works out and they can get it, whatever it is, out of there. And if it is their dog, get it back to him without him being hurt or anything. Over.
Oh, this you gotta hear. A dog ate my car. I was away for the weekend. I came back, and along the wheel well, on either side of the front right and the front left rear wheel well, there's bite marks all around the circumference of the wheel well. And it actually had ripped out some of the plastic from the fender or whatever it is. I had to cut pieces of plastic out because they were rubbing against the tire. I called the police to say, make a report and say, somebody vandalized my car, and they came over, oh, you know what that is? That's a dog. I said, you gotta be effing kidding me. No, a dog was trying to get at a cat that was in the wheel well. So I've got bite marks along the circumference of the wheel well. The sheet metal is dented, and I actually had to cut out part of the plastic of the fender, the front fender, because it was rubbing against the tire. I said, you gotta be kidding me. A dog can't do that? He said, yeah, we had one time a dog ripped the front of an aluminum dog cage. So, yeah, dog ate my car.
Wow, that's crazy. You know, I've got one little white one, little terrier, that, you know, he's very linear when he starts chasing something or finds something that he wants. So, you know, I can imagine. I had actually seen a YouTube video mentioning, you know, the chewing on the wheel well or whatever, but I'd seen a YouTube video not too long ago. It just kind of came up in my feed. I don't even know how, but it was a similar situation. They had called the police, and this dog is just chewing. Like you said, I think it was either after a cat or a squirrel or a chipmunk or something that had crawled up in the car, but it was doing the exact same thing. It was basically tearing apart the wheel well on this lady's car, and they were just having to watch it because they didn't, you know, again, it was a stray dog. They didn't know the history or where it had come from, and they were waiting for animal control to kind of come and wrestle it back into you know, away, so it didn't go after. But it was acting very strangely, and but it was not paying attention to anybody. And whatever it was going after, it definitely wanted. So, you know, I hadn't heard of that. It's funny you mentioned that, because, like I say, it had only been a couple of days since I had seen that video on the Internet. Over.
Yeah, so now I got all these dents in my fender, these little semicircular bite marks in the fender. And one day I happen to pull into the driveway and I see it's some kind of pit bull mix. The pit bull is standing over a dead cat. So I actually got out and took a bunch of pictures. I went across to the neighbors and said, hey, if this is your dog, just be aware, if it comes here again, I may have to shoot it. Yeah, it's not that I hate dogs, it's just that I'm wary of them. You know, I never know when the wolf gene is going to reassert itself, and cute little Fluffy is going to turn into a killer.